Ja, guten Morgen hier im Raum Berlin 1. Letzter Tag vom Linux-Tag. Die folgenden Vorträge sind alles in Englisch oder in Englisch. Because of that, I switch to English now. Welcome to the last day of the Linux-Tag. Today here mostly desktop in the morning, desktop topics, and we begin with Jean-Paul Saman, who will tell us the news from the VideoLAN project. So please give a welcome to Jean-Paul. And Jean-Paul, it's your audience now.
Thank you. Good morning. Today's talk is going to be about a new VLC release that we just released a couple of months ago. That's me. If you don't know me, my name is Jean-Paul Saman. I'm one of the VLAN developers since it started as a GPL project. Just a small overview of history. In 2001, the VLC application was released as a GPL application. We improved it, we gained next to playback capabilities, also streaming capabilities. Just come in. We won several awards, of which are a few highlights here. And in 2008, we started with organizing the developers' days for the VideoLAN project, just to get the multimedia ecosystem a new boost. And it worked very, very well. Now, in 2010, that's a couple of years ago, we had 10 years of almost open source development for the VLAN project. Actually, it's 2011, but I just saw my own mistake. And last year, we also held the third VLAN Developers Day. For that 10 years of open source development, a couple of students of the French university made a new promotion video, which I want to share with you.
I'm not drunk anymore.
Give me a sec.
Do you need me to do it for you?
I can do it. I get it. Fuck! I can't make it.
I think you've drank too many mojitos. Come on, let me do it for you. Give me that. Okay, let's see. Done! It's French. A must have. Everything just works. Have fun playing.
Hey, wait! Wait a minute!
What time is it?
It was a promo video from a couple of French students, and they made a few more, but this was the one we used for announcing the 10 years of open source development for the VLAN team. A VLAN team not only produces VLC, but also a couple of other projects. The most well-known are shown right now. DVBlast, which is a DVB to IP gateway, which is more targeted for professional markets. The well-known X264, which is the best and fastest and the highest quality software encoder around. And we started a new project based on VLC, its internal libraries, libvlc. It's a VideoLAN movie creator. We did not have an official release of that yet, but that will come in the future. In Fedora 15, there are some packages for it already, and 16 too, if I remember correctly. That were the high-level projects, but beneath that, we also have libraries. We need them to support Blu-ray. We need them to support digital acoustic audio. We need them to support DVD reading. We need them to support all multimedia hardware around. We also have some other features like creating your own skin. For that we have a tool, it's called the Skin Editor. You can find more about this on the VLAN website, so I will invite you to look at that if you want to know more about that. This is actually the landscape that the VLAN team is trying to provide solutions for. On one hand, we have a lot of inputs like files, DVDs, hardware encoder cards, satellite, and many more. And we want to be able to provide that in any means to play back or to stream over a network. We do transcoding, which you see on the top in the middle of the picture. And on the right, we have the clients, the normal desktop, different platforms, Mac, Windows, Linux. We have even embedded systems, PDAs, mobile phones nowadays, and much more. And for VLC, we have also something like, it's called extensions. Extensions, that's something you can write yourself, primarily in Lua. You can find existing extensions in the distribution of VLC or on the VLC website. You can reach it under VLC extensions. Then you see here a few. Check them out if you're curious. One of those extensions is a YouTube extension to view a YouTube movie from within VLC. So we have an example right here.
Hey, science, good luck, good luck. Sport inside.
One of my kids used that movie in one of his presentations for school. Needless to say, she got a high grade. Now, up to the future. What is VLC doing now? What did we release? What's new in 2.0 something? We changed the core libraries, libvlc and libvlc core, to LGPL, so it can be used in other applications without being directly GPL. There's still some work to do. Only the libraries have been relicensed. We're also going to do the same for the plugins. We simplified a lot of command line options for having caching, so buffering up front before you start playing. We had more than 40 of them for every module which needed it. And we just simplified it to 4 categories. Live streaming, just from capture cards, from disk, from DVD, Blu-ray, from files, and from network, like playing directly from YouTube, playing directly from an Apache web server, etc. We already support more than 50 languages, which the main ones are shown on the slide. And we added a few, amongst one, Kumanji. Major languages are not added anymore because we already have a translation for them. And we keep updating those translations with every release. And we keep also adding, less known languages. So I could probably say we're the best translated media player around. And as all of you know, we run on any platform. Every Linux distribution there is either a package for, or you can compile VLC for it yourself. We support major platforms, Linux, Windows, Mac. We also start supporting embedded systems like Android. We have BSD support, we have BOS support. And what's changed in there? Well, for Windows, we start to limit down the scope of versions we have to support. Everything after Windows XP Service Pack 2 is now supported. Before is unsupported. We support now Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows 64, and we're going to support Windows 8 and the new ones too. And the Mac OS X, we're still supporting Mac OS X 10.5, 6 and 7, but there will be a time that we stop supporting 10.5, and there will be a time that we stop supporting the PowerPC. But for now, we still support it. Nowadays, we absolutely assume that the operating system supports Unicode. If the operating system does not support it, then the packager should disable Unicode. We have been ported to Android 2.1.2.2.3. On Wednesday and Thursday, we had the developers of the Android port at the booth down there, downstairs, and they installed the beta version for Android. If you are interested in that, please ask on the VLC mailing list, and we'll try to figure out how to get it to you, because the support for Android is almost complete. VLC has been ported to iOS. We added support for OS 2, which is a relic to all of us, Windows 64. We changed a bit the repository. We carved out the web plugins. We put them in one repository for easier development. And with the web plugins, we support Internet Explorer, Mozilla, Firefox, Safari. So all three major platforms, Linux, Windows, Mac. And on the codec front, we support a lot of codecs, mainly to the aid of the FFmpeg and the libAV developers, which we're very grateful for. We have the capabilities of using the full capacity of your computer, and I mean with that, multi-core. For, you see the codecs up here, for primarily H.264, JPEG 2000, MPEG-4, and real video. We're also starting to get more in the professional domain by supporting high quality decoding, like pictures of 10 bits. What traditionally is being used in playback is 8 bits per pixel. Now we support more, that's 10 bits per pixel, so we have a slightly higher quality there. And we're improving on that in the future. If you want to know every codec that's supported, every combination of codec and file format or network format or protocol, you have to go to the VLC VideoLAN website, where we have a matrix like this. And you can see, I'm not going to start naming it because we'll be busy tonight at 10. But what you have to remember from the last sheets is that VLC plays it all. And I want you to recite that. VLC Media Player plays it all. Please, VideoLAN Media Player plays it all. Yes, remember that. We play all codec around, all file formats. And now comes a little disclaimer, except for a few. But it's basically true. Of course, with the new hardware coming out, the move of the decoding software into the GPU, the graphics card, we have to support that too, because otherwise we cannot run HD movies on an Atom or some other low-powered CPU. We added support for Broadcom. We added support for the NVIDIA and the AMD graphics cards and the Intel graphics cards using the VA API. We still need some more improvement in that area, but we already support the decoding. Again, some support for more professional markets like SDI, Serial Digital Interface, the well-known Blackmagic cards or the SDI cards from Linear Systems, and there's one other brand I forgot. We support OpenGL ES 1.1 now. On Windows, through the BDA interface, ClearCam support. We added, which is a big feature, Blu-ray support. And we're going to add, in the future, encrypted Blu-ray support. And for the dinosaurs among us, we support Commodore 64 SID file support. Our Linux user interface. This next couple of slides are going over about user interfaces. Like I said before, we support all distros. We don't do the packaging ourselves anymore. We leave that up to the distro maintainers. So we have the major ones, Ubuntu, Fedora, OpenSUSE, and you see a newcomer on the block, Android. This is how it looks like. Since 1.0, not much change in the interface. Maybe except for a slight improvement in icon here and there. And we have a lot of menus and dialogues, and we have translations. There's a German here for the occasion. And on the right, you see a running VLC without a user interface. It has some window decoration because we're on X, but it runs without a user interface. For VLC, the user interface is just a plugin. You don't have to load it, and we are happy without it. We will play back every file or every disk or every network stream. And of course, there is some fun to be done with VLC, and that's in the area of video filters. You can have a lot of nice effects there. In the 2.0 releases, we added amongst one sepia. We added some deinterlaces like Phosphor, a CRT simulator, and an NTSC variant IVTC. And we improved upon Atmo Ambilight. You can access the video filters through the Tools menu, under the menu item Effects and Filters. This is how that dialog looks like. And I've taken the liberty to do that for you and get a couple of screenshots. You see the well-known Blender movie Big Bug Bunny on the top as the original color scheme. In the middle, you see something for the Fright Night, because it's really spooky. And below, you see a more like an old movie with the nice brown colors like the early photographs. And you can have effects like is used in Sin City. Black and white and grayish everywhere, except for a few areas. It's called color threshold. Again, in the middle, the original. And at the bottom, you have a cartoonish effect. You can do that on every movie, on every input. For Windows, VLC basically still looks the same. The window decoration is a little different because it's Windows. And we started to add better support for anime subtitles, like you've see here in this screenshot. Another screenshot for Windows. And if you're not happy with the placing of the buttons on the toolbars, there's a customize dialog to change it. You can do that on Windows and on Linux. For the Mac, it has a different user interface. On the Mac, we started out with an interface like this. We have that for a lot of time, a long time. Multiple windows, which you have to switch back and forth between. Nowadays, for 2.0, we decided to pack it in one window, just like on Windows and Linux. So, this is how it looks now. This is a composite picture, because it has a black and a white variant next to each other, so you can see the difference a bit. And if you look carefully at the title, you will see it has been stitched together, because it's not entirely lined up correctly. Here you see the real white and black variant. It looks more like iTunes now and any other modern media player. Since that user interface for the Mac was really old, it was time we improved upon it and made a step forward. You have a lot of screen estate to the video now and less to the buttons, which is always nice if you want to watch a movie. On the networking side and the streaming side, we added support for HTTP live streaming at the server side, but we can also play it back now. We improved RTP support by adding Vorbis and Theora. We reworked a bit on the video on demand side, and we added some new streaming modules to do, well, kind of nifty things desktop users never need. So I basically skipped them. But if you're interested in that, please come by the booth downstairs in Hall 7-2A. And everybody's always asking for a roadmap. Now, here you have it. It's a nice picture. And like any open source project, we don't really have a fixed roadmap. We always have things we work on and we want to improve. So the next couple of slides are about current developments and on things that we do see as a necessity. But it's not limited to that. If a developer wants to add some more nifty features or some hardware he thinks is cool, then he's allowed to, and he's not restricted to the roadmap presented here. What we're going to do is improve support for GPUs. We have decoding, but it does not really is useful on every machine yet. We're going to add more 10-bit support for other formats on the H.264 codec. Of course, we're going to support new codecs through libAV. And we're going to support 3D displays. We can already do decode multiple streams at the same time, but we're not finished for supporting the 3D displays yet. So that will be in a 2.1 release, probably. We're also doing improvements on OpenBSD, adding more visualizations, reworking audio to better fit with the reworked video subsystem, new video filters, improve on the Mac, improve on embedded OSs like Android, and other. And before we go, what time is it? We have a movie.
You had it again, VLC? Come on, you wasted your time.
Guys, this is my passion. I know I can be the greatest media player in the world.
You're living in a fantasy world, man. Yeah, come on, let's leave him to his dreams.
I'm not going to stay my whole life on this stupid desktop! There's a world out there.
Look. If you had one shot, one opportunity.
There goes Rabbit, he choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. That is, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter.
Oh shit! It's a .AIF file, and it's set to blow.
Man, that's one hell of an obscure file type. There's no way I'm compatible.
Hey man, don't look at me. I don't got the codecs for that shit.
Excuse me. I can play it.
What did you say, boy?
I can play it.
This ought to keep you permanently muted.
You don't want to do this!
You think you're so big, you're just a stupid orange cone. Look at you! Where's the style? Where's the...
Hey, science good, science good.
You've already seen that one. If you want to know more about VLC and which release we have now, or you have not already have VLC on your laptop or on your desktop computer, please go to the VLAN website and download it there. Here, it's in big. So, get VLC, and thank you for your attention. Are there any questions? Then I thank you again, and it's time for the next speaker then.
Okay, thank you, Jean-Paul, for introducing us to the newest features from VLC.